Welcome to Connected in the Spirit, keeping you connected with all that is going on in the greater Philadelphia area. Every week at this time, Holy Spirit Radio is the place to find out what is happening in the Catholic community. And now, here is your host, Barbara Schenkel.
God's blessings and welcome to Connected in the Spirit. We are in the sixth week of Easter, and this week we proclaim. Proclaim a joyful sound, and let it be heard. Proclaim to the ends of the earth. The Lord has freed his people. Alleluia. Our prayer, grant Almighty God that we may celebrate with heartfelt devotion these days of joy, which we keep in honor of the risen Lord, and that what we relive in remembrance we may always hold to in what we do. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Coming up in our liturgical calendar this week on Thursday, May 10th, is a holy day of obligation. This is the Ascension of the Lord. The meaning of Christ's ascension, wrote Pope Benedict XVI, expresses our belief that in Christ, the humanity that we all share has entered into the inner life of God in a new and hitherto unheard of way. It means that man has found an everlasting place in God. It would be a mistake to interpret the ascension as the temporary absence of Christ from the world. Rather, we go to heaven to the extent that we go to Jesus Christ and enter into him. Heaven is a person. Jesus himself is what we call heaven. And this is a commentary written by Bishop Robert Barron on the Feast of the Ascension. He writes, I fear that for many Christians, the ascension implies that Jesus has gone essentially up, up, and away, that he is now at a far remove from this world. But nothing could be further from the truth. Think of a military commander from, say, the Civil War period. He would endeavor to find the high ground on any field of battle so that he might survey the entire situation and thus provide more efficacious leadership. Through the ascension, Jesus has achieved, as it were, a higher point of vantage, a position from which he can direct the work of his mystical body, the Church. It is of signal importance that the Acts of the Apostles commences with a description of the ascension of the Lord, for what the rest of the text lays out is the manner in which the ascended Jesus coordinates the efforts of his disciples as they go about their ministry. He has not abandoned his Church. He has entered more deeply into its life and its work. It might be useful in this context to say just a word about heaven. Again, we tend to be misled if we literalize spatial metaphors. We poetically indicate the reality of heaven with images of clouds and sky, and these are meant to signal how heaven transcends our world. But this should not be construed as though heaven is geographically far away. On the biblical reading, heaven is a dimensional system that impinges most intimately on ours, even as it lies beyond. It is from this place that the risen and ascended Jesus acts as Lord of the Church. And that is a little commentary by Bishop Robert Barron on the Feast of the Ascension, which is coming up this Thursday. And it is a holy day of obligation. So please check your local parish for times of masses on that day. This day also falls on what is normally the memorial for St. Damian. And he was the son of Belgian farmers, and he joined the Fathers of the Sacred Heart of Jesus in Mary, and in 1873 asked to serve permanently among the lepers at Molokai in Hawaii. Damian worked tirelessly to create humane living conditions for the lepers. He diligently tended to the spiritual needs of his sickly flock. If I cannot cure them, as Christ did, at least I can comfort them. And through the holy ministry that he and his kindness has given me, I hope that many of them, cured from the leprosy of the soul, will go before his tribunal able to enter the Society of the Blessed. Damian contracted leprosy and died in 1889 on Molokai. On Saturday, we celebrate the optional memorial for St. Nerus and Achilles. The ancient martyrdom of these two men was confirmed in 1874 when their tomb was discovered in the underground remains of a Roman church built in 390. A marble slab on the site was reconstructed to read in part, the martyrs Nerus and Achilles had enrolled themselves in the army and exercised the cruel office of carrying out the orders of the tyrant, being ever ready through the constraint of fear to obey his will. O miracle of faith! Suddenly they cease their fury, they become converted, they fly from their wicked leader. Confessing the faith of Christ, they rejoice to bear testimony to its triumph. And now let's get you caught up with what else is going on in and around our greater Philadelphia Catholic community. Catholics of the Cross Faith and Freedom Coalition Mid-Atlantic is having an event on May 12th. This is in Wilmington, Delaware, and it's called Rekindle the Fire, taking place again on Saturday, May 12th at noon. They'll recite the Rosary, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and close with Mass at 5 p.m. Speakers will include Monsignor Charles Pope of the Archdiocese of Washington, D.C., Father Dennis Wild from Priests for Life, and John Horvat from Tradition, Family, and Property. They'll also have recorded audio from Father Richard Heilman from the Diocese of Madison, Wisconsin. The cost is $30 for adults, $20 for seniors and students. You can register online by going to ffcdelaware.com/events. Taking place at Presentation BVM Church in Cheltenham on Friday, May 18th and Saturday, May 19th is a spring rummage sale. And the hours are Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturday from 10 to 1 p.m. All taking place again at Presentation BVM Church Hall, 100 Old Soldiers Road in Cheltenham. The Twin Valley Upper Cervical Chiropractic Office is having, on the last Tuesday of the month, May 29th, June 26th, and July 31st, a free women's healthcare informational seminar on natural family planning. The seminar will introduce you to the Creighton Model Fertility Care System, which is a natural family planning system, which adheres to Catholic Church teaching. The Creighton Model Fertility Care System allows a woman to monitor a variety of different biological markers that reflect the occurrences of various hormone events during the course of her menstrual cycle. And doctors can use these biomarkers along with other medical technologies to solve the problems of infertility, repetitive miscarriage, recurrent ovarian cysts, and many other conditions. Seating is limited, so call to reserve your spot. That's at 610-913-1222. Coming up on June 1st, that's a Friday night from 6 to 8:30 p.m., all young adults are invited to Eucharistic Adoration at the Miraculous Metal Shrine. That's at 500 East Chelten Avenue in Philadelphia. The theme this year is What is God Calling You to Do? Discover your vocation, married life, single life, priesthood, or religious life. And immediately following adoration, they'll have refreshments and a fellowship gathering in the lower shrine. You can RSVP by going to miraculousmetal.org/youngadult or by calling Catherine at 215-848-1010, extension 237. The Central Association of the Miraculous Medal will be having their Novena of Hope, taking place June 4th through July 30th. There you'll find a sanctuary of peace. You'll experience the power of the Mass, encouraging sermons, and the tender love of our Blessed Mother. Ask her intercession for your needs and for those of your loved ones. This Novena of Hope will span 9 consecutive Mondays, beginning on Monday, June 4th, and ending on Monday, July 30th. The theme for this year's Novena is Vocation, God Calls Us. God calls each of us to a particular vocation, whether as a single person, a married person, a consecrated religious, a priest, or brother. However, the basic vocation for all of us is holiness, the call to become a saint. Each of us needs the help of Jesus and Mary to faithfully live out our particular vocation. If you would like to leave your intentions for the Novena of Hope to be placed at Mary's altar for the 9 consecutive weeks, you can visit the website at miraculousmetal.org/novena. They'll also live stream the Mass and Novena each day at 9 a.m. and 12:05 p.m. If you missed a day, you can find the recorded sermons on their website, that's miraculousmetal.org/novena, or on Facebook at Mary's Miraculous Medal family page. The sacrament of the anointing of the sick will be available on Monday, June 9th at all 8 of their services. Again, go to miraculousmetal.org for more information. St. Charles Borromeo Seminary presents the John Cardinal Foley Symposium in celebration of World Communications Day on Thursday, May 24th. Starting at 3 p.m. in the Vianney Auditorium at the seminary, there'll be a public forum on fake news and journalism for peace. Featured panelists include James Cacimo, Associate Professor and Chair of Theology and Religious Studies at St. Joseph's University; Monsignor Dennis Mahan, Director for the Institute for Communication and Religion at Seton Hall University; and Joe Owens, Editor and General Manager of the Dialogue from the Diocese of Wilmington, Delaware. Starting at 5 p.m., there'll be a Mass in the Immaculate Conception Chapel, and then from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. in the Eakins Room will be the awards dinner. And the Foley Award in Social Communications to a Young Adult, as well as the Foley Award for Excellence in Communications to a Media Professional. This year, that medal will be given posthumously to Tim Russert to be accepted by his son, Luke. All taking place, again, on Thursday, May 24th at St. Charles Borromeo Seminary, 100 East Wynwood Road in Wynwood, Pennsylvania. Find out more by going to scs.edu/cardinal-foley-symposium. You want to save the date for the 2018 Catholic Women's Conference, taking place Saturday, October 27th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. The theme this year is Daughters of the King, all taking place at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown. Registration opens this week, and the speakers will also be announced. Find out more by going to catholicwomensconference.org. Coming up May 11th through the 12th is a young adult retreat titled Our Continual Conversion to Christ. This is calling all young adults, whether you are seeking to go deeper in your faith, need to reconnect with the Lord amid the busyness of daily life, or simply want to cultivate community with other young people by seeking Christ, this retreat is for you. This is a powerful 24-hour retreat and will feature prayer and praise under the stars, confession, adoration, and benediction, and more as you grow in your faith and trust in the Lord. All are welcome to join this group, all taking place at the Malvern Retreat House, again on May 11th and the 12th. The speakers include Father Matt Gookin, the Director of Catholic Mission and Identity for Universities and High Schools, as well as Megan Mastriani, the Associate Director of Youth and Young Adult Ministry in Philadelphia. Find out more by going to malvernretreat.com. There's a free webinar taking place Tuesday, May 15th at noon, or Tuesday, May 22nd at 8 p.m. It's entitled Parents, Kids, and Porn, The Conversation. The goal of this free program is to equip parents to initiate age-appropriate discussions with children about the pitfalls of technology, social media, and pornography. Speakers include Jasper Hall, the president of Pure Hope, and Dan Martin, the campus pastor at Chase Oaks Church in Fairview, Texas. This is sponsored by the Religious Alliance Against Pornography and the Archdiocese of Kansas City. Coming up Thursday, May 17th from 6 to 9 p.m. is Catholic Athletes for Christ kickoff event and fundraiser. This includes a behind-the-scenes tour of Citizens Bank Park, including the dugouts and the press room. You can meet and take your picture with a Philly fanatic. You can meet the Phillies and the Eagles chaplains and enjoy all of your favorite ballpark food, hot dogs, cheesesteaks, and more. This also will include the first annual Courage Awards and will be presented to area Catholic high school athletes who proudly live their faith both on and off the field, all taking place at the Diamond Club at Citizens Bank Park. Tickets are $50 per person. You can find out more by going to CatholicFoundationPhila.org. Coming up May 19th from 7 to 10 p.m. will be a Pentecost Vigil for the Archdiocesan Charismatic Renewal. Be refreshed, renewed, and transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. This includes praise and worship both before and after Mass. The Mass will be celebrated in English as well as Spanish. The principal celebrant will be Father Dennis Gill, all taking place at the Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul, 18th Street, and the Benjamin Franklin Parkway in Philadelphia. Coming up Friday, June 8th at 6 p.m. to Saturday, June 9th, also at 6 p.m., is the event entitled Be a Man, a 24-hour men's retreat with Father Larry Richards. Father Larry has been a priest since 1989 for the Diocese of Erie, Pennsylvania. He's the author of Be a Man, Becoming the Man God Created You to Be. This is a number one bestseller, having sold over 100,000 copies. Be sure to register early, as they expect a full house. The cost is $160 per person, and that all takes place at the Malvern Retreat House in the main retreat center. You can call 610-644-0400 or go to malvernretreat.com for more information. Also coming to Malvern June 9th and 10th from 6:30 p.m. on Friday to Sunday at 2:30 p.m. is an event entitled The Catholic Alternative to Mindfulness. Mindfulness has come a long way from its days as an obscure Buddhist meditation technique known only to monks and a few New Age enthusiasts, to what it is now, one of the hottest new spiritual practices of our day. Do we need mindfulness to be mindful? Sue Brinkman answers that question. As a third-order Carmelite and researcher of what is New Age, Brinkman presents a compelling, authentic teaching from a Christian perspective. This will take place at Our Lady's Hall at Malvern Retreat House. Again, you can call 610-644-0400 for more information. Our Lady of Good Counsel, Knights of Columbus, is having its pro-life symposium on Sunday, June 3rd from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. Those invited to speak about their important role and the role of their organization in the pro-life cause include Sisters for Life, Silent No More, and Rachel's Vineyard, Dr. Monique Rubiru, Holy Redeemer Hospital licensed naprotechnology gynecologist, and Marie Joseph from Legacy of Life. Also, there'll be representatives from A Baby's Breath Women's Center as well. This is their first pro-life symposium, but they hope this will become an annual event. And they need your support to make it a reality. They look forward to seeing you on June 3rd. Again, that's from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. at Our Lady of Good Counsel Parish in Southampton, Pennsylvania. Coming up to the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 26th and Sunday, May 27th, is its second annual Poland Through the Ages Living History Fair. Hours are on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. This features 20th century reenactors, period clothing, weapons, battles and skirmishes, demonstrations, storytelling, a children's program, tea with the queen, a royal banquet, games, crafts, and vendors, and much more. Find out more by going to PolishLivingHistory.com or by calling 215-345-0600. The concerts at the Cathedral Basilica continue on Wednesday, May 23rd from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. is the Philadelphia Boys Choir and Chorale. This is an Emmy-winning and Grammy-nominated group presenting a wide-ranging program, mixing spiritual reflections and a celebration of Americana as they conclude the concert season. Tickets are on sale now and can be purchased by visiting cathedralphilaconcerts.org. And you don't want to miss an upcoming employment support group ministry taking place at the New Hope Community Church. This will take place the first and third Monday of each month, starting on Monday, May 7th from 7 to 9 p.m. They're working together to renew hope and faith for those seeking employment. Again, that's starting Monday, May 7th from 7 to 9 p.m. at New Hope Community Church in New Hope, Pennsylvania. Find out more by going to newhopechurchpa.org. There's also a week-long Faith and Reason Catholic College summer program taking place at St. Vincent's College in Latrobe, Pennsylvania. This is specifically designed for advanced high school and first-year college students, and it offers participants a unique opportunity to come to a richer, deeper understanding of the Catholic faith. Students must be at least 15 years old. You can find out more information by going to Faith and Reason at St. Vincent College. The Culture Project is having their annual fundraiser taking place Saturday, June 16th from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. You can join 250 other friends for an inspiring night to support the mission of the Culture Project, all taking place at the Meehan Center at St. Simon and Jude Parish in Westchester. The cost is $125 per person. You can find out more by going to restoreculture.com/banquet2018. There is a Christ Life National Training Conference taking place June 20th through the 22nd. Are you looking for a practical and proven process to implement the new evangelization in your parish? Would you like to empower the people in parishes and communities to live out their call to be missionary disciples? The Christ Life National Training Center is for pastors, parish staff, and lay leaders who are eager to transform their parishes and communities with the power of the gospel, all taking place at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Parish in Ellicott City, Maryland. Speakers include Dave Nodar, Neil Lozano, and Dr. Mary Healy. Find out more by going to ChristLifeConference.org. Have you ever wanted to learn natural family planning? Well, you can on June 29th at 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Engaged and married couples, as well as single men and women, are invited to learn about NFP. You learn the signs of fertility of a woman's body and how to achieve or postpone pregnancy in this church-approved method of family planning for married couples. NFP enhances the marriage vocation by fostering healthy and holy communication, mutual respect, and selfless giving of spouses to one another. This is taking place at Mother of Divine Providence Parish in King of Prussia. Find out more by going to register.ccli.org/class. High school juniors and seniors are invited to apply for the 2018 Philadelphia Catholic Scholars Program, Faith and Reason. This is a residential college-accredited program that gathers young men for a rich spiritual and intellectual journey, studying the great texts and ideas of Western civilization. This is taught by seminary and university faculty on the grounds of St. Charles Borromeo Seminary. They ask you to please apply by May 10th. You can find out more by going to PhiladelphiaCatholicScholars.org. Coming to Villanova University July 12th through July 15th is the annual Courage International Conference. This is an annual gathering of the Courage Roman Catholic Apostolate that ministers to men and women who experience same-sex attractions and those who love them. Speakers will include Archbishop Charles Chaput, Bishop Thomas Olmsted, Jeanette Benkovic, Sister Sheila Galligan, Father Paul Check, Father Chris Rogers, and many more. Again, taking place at Villanova University July 12th through the 15th. There is a pilgrimage to St. Anne Shrine in Quebec, Canada, taking place July 24th through the 27th. This trip includes round-trip bus fare and hotel accommodations. Meals are not included. Find out more by going to stannepilgrimage.myevent.com, and that's A-N-N-E, pilgrimage. Coming to Malvern Retreat House July 27th through the 29th is an event called Casting Nets Evangelization Institute. In this one-of-a-kind retreat training, you'll learn the fundamental principles for effective evangelization, as well as the practical skills, techniques, and strategies for making disciples who make disciples. This is a bilingual retreat for all catechists, DREs, pastors, and those involved in evangelization in the parish and neighborhood. The retreat director will be Hector Molina, Chris Stewart, and Tony Brandt. Again, taking place at Malvern. There'll be a All Around Ireland in 11 Days Saints and Legends of Ireland pilgrimage tour taking place September 5th through the 15th. You can walk in the footsteps of St. Patrick and the legends that made Ireland great. The pilgrimage tour includes a daily mass, round-trip airfare, accommodations in a centrally located four-star hotel, daily breakfast, six hotel dinners, a medieval banquet, and an Irish evening with a dinner and a show. Find out more by calling 610-213-4141. The Archdiocese of Philadelphia is sponsoring an official pilgrimage to the World Meeting of Families in Dublin. There are three options. You can go for a pre-program from August 20th that runs through August 27th. That's a World Meeting of Families program only. Or you can tack on to that World Meeting of Families a Saints and Legends tour that goes from August 26th through September 3rd. So you can either go for the World Meeting of Families, or you can join them for just the Saints and Legends tour. Or if you want to do both, you can do the World Meeting of Families and the Saints and Legends tour, and that will go from August 20th through September 3rd. Three options: just the World Meeting of Families, just the Saints and Legends tour, or both. And you can find out more by going to Select Tours International. That number is 800-842-4842 or selectinternationaltours.com. Coming up, save the date, October 13th is a conference on Humanae Vitae. 50 years later, this is the prophetic voice of Blessed Paul VI. This takes place at Newman University, 1 Newman Drive in Aston, Pennsylvania. Again, October 13th from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. There's a registration fee of $125. This is sponsored by the Archdiocese of Philadelphia Office for Life and Family, Newman University, and the Knights of Columbus. To register, visit phillycatholiclife.org. Speakers there include Dr. Janet Smith, Professor of Moral Theology at the Sacred Heart Major Seminary in Detroit, Michigan, Mary Rice Hansen, a fellow at the Ethics and Public Policy Center in Washington, Father Robert McTeague, a professor of philosophy and theology at Ave Maria University in Ave Maria, Florida, Angela Lanfrancini, an American breast cancer surgeon. She's a co-founder and current president of Breast Cancer Prevention Institute. Vicki Thorne, an international speaker and author on the topics of abortion's aftermath in women and men. And the Sisters of Life, who work to build a new and lasting culture of life and civilization of love. Again, find out more by registering at phillycatholiclife.org. That Man Is You is a morning program for men organized around a central theme each year and presented through the lens of seven steps that make it simple for men to follow. Every morning session has three components: a social gathering over breakfast refreshments, a 30-minute DVD presentation, and an opportunity for discussion. The program honestly addresses the pressures and temptations that men face in our modern culture, especially those relating to their roles as husbands and fathers, although single men benefit as well. For more information or to register, contact Bill at 215-721-0199. Again, they meet Wednesdays from 6 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. or Saturdays 7 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. at St. Maria Goretti Parish Center, lower level. Coming up Saturday, May 12th at the Meehan Center at St. Simon and Jude Parish is the Humanae Vitae 50 Conference, featuring speakers Mary Eberstadt, Christopher West, and Monique Rubiru, a NAPRO physician. This conference begins at 8 a.m. with Mass in the Church, and it's co-sponsored by the Pro-Life Educational Foundation, the Knights of the Immaculata, and Generation Life. Coming up April 13th and May 11th is an Agape Praise and Worship series on the cross to the resurrection. That's the second Friday of the month on April 13th and May 11th. This is a night of praise, witness, worship, and adoration. Again, 7 to 9 p.m. St. Peter Catholic Church in West Brandywine. Coming up on Monday, June 25th at 7:05 p.m., the Archdiocese of Philadelphia Catholic Charities Appeal will once again partner with the Philadelphia Phillies to host a night of family fun at Citizens Bank Park. A portion of the proceeds from each ticket purchased through a dedicated link will go directly to the Catholic Charities Appeal. And the game Monday, June 25th, starting at 7:05 p.m., is the Philadelphia Phillies versus the New York Yankees. Citizens Bank Park is located at 1 Citizens Bank Way in Philadelphia. Now, Catholic Charities Appeal is the single most important annual fundraising initiative of the Archdiocese, and this year's appeal will be a channel of hope for tens of thousands of people through countless organizations and ministries in the five-county Archdiocese. Programs receiving funding from CCA include housing for the homeless, community food cupboards, after-school academic enrichment, and recreational opportunities for youth and family support services. To purchase tickets for the game and to support the Catholic Charities Appeal, please visit phillies.com/Catholic Charities Night. If 500 tickets are sold, a CCA beneficiary will throw out the first pitch of the game. In addition, Our Lady of Calvary School Choir will sing the national anthem. In 2017, the school participated in the Catholic School Students for Catholic Charities Appeal fundraiser and raised over $5,000 for the schools of special education. You can get seating in the outfield, the pavilion, or the pavilion deck. To find out more about Catholic Charities Appeal, go to catholiccharitiesappeal.org. Well, we thank you very much for listening this week to Connected in the Spirit, and we will be back again with you next week.